Orange County Supervisor Sean Nelson is drawing some fire because of his support to extend term limits for supervisors. Nelson's being termed out in a couple of years, and critics charge that he's doing that for his own self-interest. However, the move by politicians to extend term limits has gained a lot of steam in the past couple of years. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
What exactly is Nelson supporting?
It was really simple. All Nelson wanted to do was a proposal to put before the rest of the supervisors, the Board of Supervisors, a resolution that would call to put on the November ballot, a measure for voters to extend term limits from the current 2 4-year terms to 3 4-year terms. But it caused a huge uproar, especially from his own party. Everyone saw it for what it was. Nelson is going to be termed out in 2 years. And even though he says he wouldn't take advantage of that, everyone's like, come on, Sean, we know why you're saying it right now. And more importantly, you're trying to rush it instead of having a conversation with the Board of Supervisors and, more importantly, the public.
He is clearly not alone in efforts to extend term limits. I mean, who else has pushed for those term limits to be extended, and were they successful?
It always happens with either supervisors or council members who are going to be termed out of office and then conveniently find gospel or find Jesus in this sense. So in 2012, John Morlach, who's currently a state senator, but at the time was also going to be termed out, he proposed it to the Board of Supervisors. That went nowhere. Voters in 2012 passed a measure to allow term limits in Santa Ana go from 2 4-years to 3 4-years. And that was proposed by Claudia Alvarez, who again was former council member Claudia Alvarez, who was also going to be termed out. And I think you're going to see this, especially now that as you're seeing Orange County, quote unquote, mature politically, where you're having now a lot of cities get district elections, like we've talked about in Anaheim, might come in Costa Mesa. So once you have, politicians become more of almost a profession as opposed to just being citizens running for office, you're going to see these people trying to make themselves more permanent. And with the argument always being, well, 8 years isn't enough time to learn how to be an effective council member. That's literally what Sean Nelson said. Like, you have to know the ins and outs, and with 12 years in total, then you'll be better.
Well, you mentioned that he's being lambasted by his own party. I mean, does this issue, Gustavo, have a conservative liberal bent? I mean, typically, term limits typically have been a populist conservative issue, but Orange County demographics are changing.
Absolutely. And let's not forget who really created this whole phenomenon of term limits. It was OCGOP lawmakers in the 90s who wanted to end Willie Brown, Willie Brown's tenure in Sacramento once and for all. And so by, creating their term limits for both state assembly and state senate, they thought they would be able to end Democratic Party rule. Of course, that didn't happen, not even close. So what's happening slowly but surely, you are going to have the Democrats in general wanting longer terms to be, again, they're the ones who want to be in office more. At least that's what popular opinion has it. But you can never underestimate cavalier politicians who come in both sides of the political aisle. Again, the two most prominent ones, very conservative supervisors. And I guarantee you, Sean Nelson is, even though he said he's stepping back for right now, he is going to make a push. And if not him, one of the other supervisors, once they realize, I can't have this cush position anymore?
Do you think it gets approved by the supervisors? Do you think it gets approved by voters?
Voters will probably say no, but I think the Board of Supervisors will say yes, because all Nelson needs is two other people to be with him. He already, he does have allies on the Board of Supervisors. Michelle Steele is a friend of his, or usually sides with him. Now he just needs one more, whether it be Andrew Doe, whether it be, Lisa Bartlett or someone else. That remains to be seen.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.